Yo, what is going on? Welcome to Ortiz on the Air, and we are back. We are back with another episode on Ortiz on the Air, man. So super excited to be back. Super excited to bring you some news and opinions and thoughts of mine that is going around Super Bowl week, Super Bowl weekend, 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs. Man, if you would have asked me in the beginning of the season, would I have thought the 49ers would have, you know, would have been in the Super Bowl? If you would have asked me, you know, would you pick Kansas City to be in the Super Bowl? It's not because I don't like the team, but I would have said no, you know, because there was so much high expectation this year, especially for the Bengals. And, you know, obviously Joe Burrow got hurt this year, but there was so much high hope for, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, you know, the Colts, was it the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, you know, there was just so much going into this year, and look what we have here. The 49ers are back for their second Super Bowl appearance, and Pat Mahomes is entering his fourth appearance in the Super Bowl, which, hey, you know, we're going to talk about quarterbacks today. And the reason why I want to bring this up is because Joe Burrow has been left out of conversations. He is the greatest of all time. By the end of his career, he will be announced one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, right next to Tom Brady. I'm the first to say it, first to know it. I'm just saying. So be on the lookout. His Super Bowl ring is coming real soon. But a lot of people have been talking about Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes being the next Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Come on, man. Joe Burrow is 5-1 against both of those guys. And Tua as well. You could put Tua in that too. Because I remember we beat the Dolphins in Cincy, baby. Or I believe that was either... I believe that was in Cincinnati. But let me know if I'm wrong. But I just want to come on here because obviously we understand that Patrick Mahomes has had six appearances in the AFC Championship Conference game and then also four appearances in the Super Bowl. But I mean, look, Joe Burrow's been out twice in his career. You know, obviously with just poor, you know, execution on the offensive line side of things, and then, you know, just not making the right decisions, right? Not drafting the right players, not being intentional enough to protect Joe Burrow, the GOAT. And I'm not taking nothing away from Josh Allen. I'm not taking nothing away from Patrick Mahomes. The stats are there. But when it comes down to just the consistency of taking a team that has never won anything in 31 years, and you have Zach Taylor as your head coach. I mean, he's a great coach. He is a great coach. Do I consider him a Hall of Famer? No. No. Will he get in the Hall of Fame by the end of his career? Yeah, of course, because they're going to win Super Bowls. They're going to win more playoff games. They're going to be in the AFC Conference Championship game. But you know why that's going to happen? Because you have Joe Burrow. Now, I'm not discrediting Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor is my guy. But when it comes down to making smart decisions, I would take Andy Reid or Bill Belichick over Zach Taylor. I'm just saying. Zach Taylor is a good coach. He's a player's coach. The players love him, which is great. But you need to be able to make smart calls when they need to be made. But that's just my opinion. But we had a winning record with Jake Browning. You know? So that kind of covers up the mistakes that Zach Taylor makes. Now, again, he's not perfect. We're not perfect. I totally understand that. But what I'm saying is that you have to make smart decisions and smart plays every Sunday, dude. Come on. Kick field goals. Get the points on the board, okay? Andy Reid took out his star player against us and I think made like 5 field goals, which won them the game. Come on. You know? So be smart. Be intentional. Don't be hasty to make a decision because you think you can go for it because of our offense. Listen, we don't want to take no more risk. We got to make it to the top. And that's the Super Bowl, baby. That is a Super Bowl. But what I'm saying is put Joe Burrow in conversations. Not when he's winning. Not when they're making playoff runs. But keep him in conversations even though he's hurt and out for the season. Because I guarantee you next year, we're going to be 5-0 and people are going to be putting them in conversations talking about, oh, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, next Peyton Manning and Tom Brady like they always do. Flip-flop. Stop flip-flopping. Keep him in conversations because you know and I know that he's better than Josh Allen. He's way better than Patrick Mahomes. And I'm just saying that from a standpoint, you know? You got one of the best offensive coaches, head coaches of all time. You have the best or one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. And mind you, he took that Super Bowl staff that he won when he was with the Eagles. He took them right over to Kansas City. So Patrick Mahomes came in to a solid foundation already. So my thing is don't take Joe Burrow out of conversations. Don't do that. Because you know and I know that next year he's going to be all over the media for all great reasons when he comes back for vengeance and gets to that Super Bowl. So that's just my take on it, and that's just how I feel about it. So, you know, I just want to let y'all know, you know, don't take Joe Burrow out of those conversations because he's 5-1 against Pat Mahomes and also Josh Allen, baby, and also Trevor Lawrence. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? The guy that threw for 7 touchdowns in a national championship game. Stop it. Stop it. You know, I pray for everyone in the Super Bowl to be healthy. A great game. Go Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant. The guy is doing it. The guy's a game manager. Also a game winner, baby. Anyone and everyone can talk about this guy, but listen. The dude's a stud, okay? I mean, so much pressure. So much on the line for him. To win these games, to win them a Super Bowl. And the dude is winning games. Dude came back from a 17 lead. Came back against the Packers as well. Second half. Telling you. Watch out for Brock Purdy. Because he's getting that ring. And, you know, I'm rooting for him. Excited for him. Can't wait to see what he does in the Super Bowl 58. So super excited, you know, I don't really have no one really in the game for real, but, go 49ers and, good luck 49ers fans. And, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. You know, it's going to be cool, man. It's going to be cool. Not the Super Bowl that everyone wanted to see, but hey, it is what it is at the end of the day. So, about to be out here next year. Super excited, man. There's going to be some cool things going on. The draft is coming up. Excited to see what T. Higgins does. But I just want to come on here and let y'all know, man. Keep Joe Burrow in conversations. Don't take him out. Because I'm tired of people taking him out of conversations. Give the man his flowers. He's the greatest of all time. Yes, he has no rings. But that's okay because those are coming pretty soon. So be on the lookout. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel. You know, hit the notification box as well. And then also, you can also subscribe to Spotify and all the audio platforms out there as well. And yeah, stay tuned, man. Comment below any of your opinions. You know, if you disagree, comment below. Let me know. Let's get in conversation. Let's talk about this. And so I'm excited, man. So I hope you're watching the Super Bowl this weekend. If you're having a Super Bowl party, have fun. And yeah, I'm out of here. Let's go.